Hi there. The word for you today is on the most important skill you can teach your child. Proverbs 6 and 7, familiar words, a man reaps what he sows. You ever hear the old saying, yard by yard life is hard, but inch by inch life's a cinch? For your child's life to go right, they must learn to think right. So, teach them to ask certain questions. Let me give you four of them, okay? Number one. What are my options in this situation? But now teach them this with the right attitude. I mean, if your face is like a thundercloud when you talk to them, they'll run for cover. Brainstorm with them, writing down every option that's offered. Tell them that no answers are wrong and no idea will be judged silly. All their suggestions are accepted and valued. You say, why do that? Because you're priming their creative pump. And encourage them to grow up and think for themselves, okay? Second question, teach them to ask what benefits come from each option. The goal is not to coerce them, but for them to discover and embrace the truth for themselves. And that comes through patience, not pressure. Have them list the benefits, or which benefits seem most important to them. Here's a third question you need to teach them to ask, what negative consequences come from each option. You know, kids can be brutally honest. And that's okay. It's just part of learning God's cause and effect law of sowing and reaping. Indeed, many adult regrets could have been avoided by following this law, right? That you reap what you sow. Don't preach or rant about how terrible the consequences are. Instead, teach them to question themselves. Am I willing to accept the consequences of this choice? And how will doing this change my life? You get further with those questions. And the fourth question is, what personal values are involved in this decision? You see, values-based decisions call us to the high road rather than to the path of least resistance. Suggest some godly values as primers, such as truthfulness, trustworthiness, loyalty, responsibility, compassion, friendship, self-denial, courage, honor, faith, all those great qualities. Break it down small for younger kids, but don't miss your teaching opportunity.